Hey, good Friday morning, rather. I almost said it was Monday. And I noticed there I needed to update this. It's March 8th, you guys. We are in March. Holy cow! So good morning, and happy St. Patrick's Day to those of you with Irish heritage. Celebrating that right on Sunday, March 17th. So yeah, have any of you been to Ireland on St. Patrick's Day? That would be quite a trip. All right. So today, through our various announcements, we'll go through our market updates like we always do, and I do have a couple of updates legislatively for both Iowa and federal. So we'll go through that as well. Find your question pane there or your question box, and feel free to type in. I'll be trying to look at that throughout the presentation, but if we don't get to it until the end, that could be it. So let me start by saying, thank you. I hope you guys are seeing my screen okay. I'm hoping that, yep, I think it's good. But thank you guys for completing the survey, for those of you that did. And we generally send that out right in the probably January timeframe. And so 81 of you took the time to respond. And so I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also want you to know we hear you. Like, we will take your feedback from here. And one of the main things you're starting to see that we did is Mondays were not great for our Marketing Monday calls, where we had a lot of our carriers give us their updates. And so with that, we decided to move them to Wednesdays. So now we call them our Wednesday waves, and we'll be looking at that in just a little bit here. And we've buttoned it up into 30 minutes, really try to jam-pack the information in as quickly as possible and get you back on your day. And your feedback said monthly market updates should remain. So we're going to keep doing these on the generally the second Friday of the month at 9 o'clock. And unless you give us other feedback, please, get feedback to any of our team members anytime. We just like to do it in January so that we look back on 2023. Plus, you give us feedback on our individual team members. And that's so valuable, and we actually use that information in our annual reviews. So thanks for that. And of course, sometimes we find out you guys aren't aware of some of the tools or processes that we have. So that helps us know we need to do a better job of pushing information out to you or getting to you. So as always, feedback is a gift. So we say thank you for that, and keep your thoughts and ideas coming. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, another announcement here. We want to welcome our new staff member, Melissa Hansen. Melissa will be serving you on our individual sales and service team, right? Helping you with your under 65 as well as Medicare questions that you have. And so we're so excited to have Melissa join the team. And we've added several staff members. As you've noticed, when you hop on these calls, we try to give you those updates because we just want to always be there, very responsive to you, always, getting to your questions as quickly as possible so you're back in front of your clients doing your thing. So thank you. Thanks to Melissa for joining the team. We're so happy to have you and all of our other new team members. She'll be working on Erica's team, by the way, and Erica's our team leader of our individual sales and service. So she's getting trained in by one of our best. So thanks again to Erica. Yeah. One of the things we realized actually through our survey, you guys, is you weren't not aware of these phone numbers. Now, I don't know about you, but when I have a customer service issue with any vendor that supports me, I just want to know what number do I call to get my service like handled quickest. And as you guys know, you can always call our main number. That's the 515-576-1800. That's up in Fort Dodge. What will happen is, though, you'll get to our front desk, and it'll either be Jerry or Jan. They're kind of tag team in our front desk now. So Jan wanted to take some more days off and kind of start to slow down a little bit, and Jerry wanted to step it up a little bit. So we're really super glad to have Jan and Jerry on our team. So you can always talk to them, but you have to talk to them, right, to get to where you want. So if you're an agent that goes, listen, I don't care who I talk to, I just need to talk to somebody about my individual client, whether it's under 65 or over 65, you can call in this 888-867-4217. And what we've asked our team to do is log into this queue, if you will. When the calls come in there, they come directly in to the team members that will respond. Like, that's Erica's team, you guys, the KHI Individual Service Team. We're watching those that line. When the call comes in, we realize we might have had some initial issues, like it was just didn't say anything, right? So it should ring, and then somebody should answer. If nobody answers, you will be put on a hold, and it'll say, hey, thanks for holding. We're with somebody else right now. If you'd like to leave a message, press, I think it might say 1, I can't remember. Then you can leave us a message. We'll get right back to you. Or no, hang on, I've got something I just want to talk to you about real quickly. All right. So that's individual service. And then also, let's say you've got just a general question. You don't really care, again, who you talk to. You need somebody in the service department to help you. And this happened to me the other day because I took a call and somebody needed help. And I'm like, okay, I don't even know who to call. So I call right into the 888 group site, 867-3106. And now you'll get somebody on Nakia's team. And as you know, Nakia is our team leader of our group. Sales and service, renewals, all that stuff for you guys. Just specifically, these are agent lines just for you guys. So I really encourage you to jot these numbers down, put them in your phone, because this is, I think, the quickest way you're going to get to somebody live that can help you. And we'll do our best to make sure that we catch you right away. You shouldn't have to hold very long at all. And again, we're always open to your feedback. So I wanted to make sure you were aware of that. Please, please, please use these lines when it's appropriate. All right. So, hey, these are our monthly market updates. We are on it right now on Friday, March 8th. So our next one will be on April 12th. And then I did have to modify the one in May. So we will be using doing May 17th instead of May 10th. So that we deviate just slightly there from the second Friday of the month, but we try to stay pretty consistent. And then the rest of it, you can go out and register for all of them. You know what, we're looking into a way that you could register like in one click for all of them, and that would get, something would happen. It would get put on your calendar, you'd be registered, sent the login, whatever. So Kaylee, thanks for looking into that. I saw your email you sent me with somebody else using that technology. So we're always trying to look for ways to make things easier for you, not as confusing, et cetera. So yeah, thanks. We'll follow up with more detail on that. But here are the events, and you can register on our website. KHI Agent Portal, KHIAgents.com. Okay, now here's our new Wednesday wave. So these are going to take the place of our Marketing Mondays. And we've been running these now for a few weeks. And so just this week, earlier on Wednesday this week, we had the paperclip encryption presentation. And it was like literally, you guys, like 15 or 20 minutes. But I think it gave you some really good information. Some of you want to actually get the subscription yourself to Paperclip so you can send it to your clients outside KHI staff. For those of you that really don't want to use it for anything outside of communicating with us, you don't need to do anything except let us know. Call into the individual service team. I think, Erica, if I remember, you volunteered to be helpful on this one. And we can just get you under our umbrella, if you will, so that you can send to us and we can send to you. But you would be able to send outside of us, but that wouldn't cost you anything, okay? If you bought your own subscription, that would cost you, but that means you obviously want to use it for more people outside of KHI. Then coming up next Wednesday is our Delta Dental Caregiven product. This is interesting. I've learned about this, and it's really about how to help. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm helping my mom, right? Some of us are in that mode of helping our parents. Some of you might even be helping grandparents, but in any case, there's some good information that Delta Dental has put out that is literally a new product that they've launched. So if you want to jump into that one, again, we're trying to just keep these to really tight, 30 minutes, and we're telling our carrier partner, give us the good stuff. And if you want more information, you can follow up, right, with the carrier. So March 20th. UHC. And I hear a little feedback there. Please make sure that your microphones are muted. That would be great. So anyway, UHC on Medicare Advantage updates on the 20th. And then Principal wants to do an individual disability for small business owners. And I just talked to Gianni Komoto the other day at a NAFA meeting, and he's excited to, some of you know Rick Cordero, and Gianni is following in Rick's steps. And so I will tell you guys, this, Brenda and I did this. So we have our own individual disability policy, and then it meshes really well, coordinates really well with our group disability products. And we actually got savings on our products because of what we got going there. So anyway, might be some good information for you there. And then April 3rd, payroll and HR services from Connecticut. If you're wondering, you know, yep, they have a master plan, they are PEO, but we're really looking at a new way to help promote Connectify, and it's really around payroll and HR service. Because as you may or may not know, you don't have to roll the benefits in. They can stay outside of the PEO. And that is really attractive to a lot of people who are looking for a professional firm to help them with their payroll and HR, but they really want to keep their benefits with you right the way you've got them. So anyway, join us for that call if you want to learn a little bit more about Connectify. That would be fantastic. And I don't know about you, but I kind of like the icon there. Kaylee came up with this, Wednesday Waves Riding the Carrier Current. So this is us trying to help keep you abreast of what's happening. All right. Now, partners in excellence. This, I've been waiting for this. Some of you have been waiting for this, and we're ready to announce the agents that have actually qualified. And I believe that email went out this morning. I saw a copy of it from Kaylee, but I'll get an email inviting you to this event. I wanted to remind you all, there's three ways that you get to this event. And one is by being what we call a rising star. You're newer with KHI, and maybe you didn't quite hit the target, but you're showing really great promise. And so we'll roll out those that award, and there's two recipients there. Then we have our Grow Your Business Award. And that's really, as you guys know, it's about the top 10% of our agents on how they've grown their book of business from January 1 to January 1. And so that's super exciting because that's just showing raw growth. And that's how we look at the success of our agency, is when you're successful and you're growing your agency. So we love that. And the third award is what we call our Diamond Award winners. And those are the folks just by sheer book of business. So it's the top 5% of KHI agents by the sheer size of their book of business. So our awards banquet is on Friday, and I don't think April 1st is right. I think it's Friday, April, correct me if you're on the call, but I think it's Friday, April, it's not that. Okay, hang on. I'm going to flip to it here real quick. It is Friday, April 5th. So sorry for that April 1st there. It's actually Friday, April 5th, and we've been promoting this, I know, for a little while. So here we go. All right, let me jump into the first category. Our rising stars are Signe Olson and Andrew Elbert. So congratulations to you two. I think I maybe saw you guys sign on this morning. So congratulations. You'll get your invitation if you haven't gotten it yet. That is so awesome. You just show great success, and you're progressing along really well. So we're excited to have you there, rubbing elbows with all of our other folks. So let's now go to the Grow Your Business. So there's about, I think I counted about 35 folks on here, you guys, that have grown their business year over year. And wow, it's just super exciting. And I am going to take a moment just to shout out Jen Vermeer, Dean Zelli, these are in Thompson, Peggy Lessing, Tracy Hickok, Lizzie Redmond, Cassie Rothmeyer, David Pick, Nikki Weaver, that's Joyce, Nikki Weaver, Chad McMullen, Bill Moffitt, Anna Marie Morrow, Jody Suddy, Brenda Ludwig, Cindy Vandenberg, Marty Berger, Jennifer Borwig, Nikki Thompson, Danette Lind, Ryan Hicks, Shannon Muth, Justin Moaning, Melissa Gomez, Lynette Brandt, Julie Behrens, Jeff Mark, Stephanie Schnell, Beth Dieleman, Cody Bowie, Lori Hopkins, Jared Peterson, Stephen Johnson, Frank Olson, Melissa Wardlow, and Clayton Booth. So congratulations. I'm giving you a golf clap right now. That is so awesome, and we hope that all of you can join us with a guest for our evening together. And let's go now to our Diamond Award winners. These are, again, the top 5% of those that have the really the largest books of business with KHI. That would be Mark E. Blatter, Roger Archer, Marcy Spouse, Brent Eslin, Jamie Brahman, and Jerry Tards. And guys, this is so huge. And hang on, because somebody might go, wait, the top 5%, like there should be more than just 6 or 7 people here, right? 7 people. Well, here's what I want to show you is on the next slide are all of our folks are what we call our dual elite, right? This is where they've won the Grow Your Business and the Diamond Award winners. So we've packaged that into one award, and that is these award winners now are both Grow Your Business Award winners, and I called your name earlier there, but also you're our Diamond Award winners as well. So we combine them into one really pretty award. That's David Pick, Jeff Mark, Frank Olson, Dean Zelli, Justin Moaning, Marty Berger, Chad McMullen, and Tracy Hitchcock. So woo, congratulations, you guys. What a great year 2023 was, I believe. It was for so many of you, and you allowed us to have a great year as well. So hats off to you guys. Can't wait to celebrate with you. I will be your MC that night. I don't plan on traveling and getting sick because I missed last year. So I hope you can all join us on Friday, April 5th. So here it is. I'll just say that again. Friday, April 5th, from 5 to 9 at Glen Oaks Country Club in West Des Moines. And we've had some good feedback about that venue. It's just really sweet. So I look forward to seeing you there. And again, as always, I invite you guys, if you're like, hey, I didn't get on that list, how can I get on that list? I just really invite you to get with me. Let's have a meeting and figure out how we can get you there by growing your book, okay? All right. Let's move into some NAIFA announcements. And I kind of talked about this last month, but I wanted to let you know, for those of you that need CEs, it is an in-person CE event on May 16th. There'll be, gosh, and I don't have the definite number, but at least 5 to maybe 8 CEs offered that CE day. So if you're interested, just Google NAIFA Iowa, and there will be the link there that you can get to on the webpage for that day. It will be at the Des Moines Marriott in West Des Moines. So that's the 16th of May, and then mark your calendars for June 6th. Thank you, Cindy Vandenberg. Cindy already said, Lynn, I'd like to play golf that day. So, you know, a lot of times we have the golf outing, whether it's Health Underwriters, now NABIP or NAIFA, but here's my point. If you want to go, and I pushed back, I didn't push back, but I said, oh yes, Cindy, but I want you to invite some folks in your office that should be NAIFA members, right? So it isn't just for NAIFA members, but we really want to use this as a way to draw people back into membership with NAIFA. So if you are interested in that, certainly why don't you holler at me. It's at TCI in Polk City, which is just a fantastic course to play a best ball. I would probably not want to play my own ball there. Cindy does, however. I'll let you know that. She's in a league out there. Crazy good. And then hopefully our state convention for NAIFA on September 4th and 5th. And that also is at the Marriott in West Des Moines. And we have mixed it up a little bit. So it's kind of coming in the night of the 4th for a welcome. And then it's just a one-day event because we've moved a lot of the CEs then to the day in May. So that's kind of a new approach we're taking. A lot of people are saying it's too hard to be out of the field for 2 full days, plus the night before when we get there. So we're going to try this new venue and open to your feedback. But it's just always a great time of motivation and learning and networking. So. All right, there's our NAIFA events. And then we've got our events coming up for NABIP. I know I announced this last month as well, but you know, mark it on your calendar. You guys, this is for us that are serious about the health insurance industry. KHI always has a great turnout of agents. I think we're the agency with the largest number of producing agents that attend this event, and I'm so proud of that. As you know, Brenda and I are very involved, and I think I've mentioned this before. Brenda is currently NAIFA Iowa president, and I served a couple years ago. So obviously we're all behind NAIFA, but we're also very much behind NABIP. We are sponsors of both organizations. We'll have our exhibitor tables there. On this one, as you guys know, we usually get you a gift card for coming to help offset some of your expenses to get there. And it's at Prairie Meadows, which is always a great venue. So take a look there. You can click there when you get the slides for more information or simply call into our office. Or just get onto the NABIP Iowa website, all right? Okay, so we did already update this and report this last month, but I'm going to just say it again. This is a great slide to do a screenshot of, I think, because when you're talking to any member, because this is not just, it's all markets, you guys, it's all markets. So these are the rates when you have a qualified high deductible health plan, right? So you always have to look at what your plan is, but these are the costs if you have an HDHP plan. Otherwise, generally the cost is based on your plan. It's either the copay of your plan. So just know that these are the costs that we are reporting specifically for those high deductible health plans where you don't get that first dollar cover, but you're basically paying quote unquote full cost. That's what this is. Okay. So that's a good list to have. And also another announcement here, Washington National, we've been a partner of theirs. They sell group and individual, we call them right worksite products or voluntary products like accident, cancer, et cetera. Well, we're noticing they're discontinuing some products in Iowa effective April 19th. I know I did sell one of a friend of mine that solutions cancer. So if any policy is in place, it's good, but they aren't going to do any new sales. So the cancer product, Pulse Protection Series, the National Active Care, Washington National Active Care and Critical Solutions. So if you have any questions on that, let us know. A lot of these products are in the individual market, but we want to see more. A lot of times what they're doing is launching new products and maybe packaged a little bit differently. So if you have any questions, certainly reach out to our team on that one, and we'll get a hold of our Washington National rep. In fact, Erica, this is a good one, or Nakia on the call. These guys are my two point people that are helping me with our new Wednesday waves. I think maybe a Washington National Wednesday wave update is in order. If somebody could take a note of that. And he can hit both individual and group, what's happening there, maybe coming up. So watch for that, you guys. Okay, let's hop over to our employer group updates. Of course, Friday, March 15th, a week from today is the deadline for April 1s. In fact, I was talking to Nakia and she's like, yep, June 1 renewals have been released. I was like, oh my gosh, we just got into March, it feels like, and we're already talking about June renewals because, of course, a lot of them are out 90 days ahead of time. So it's just crazy how time flies. And I know I'm old, getting older, but man, time just flies. So let's just, gosh, enjoy every day we have. Anyway, next week then, our April 1st groups will be due for April 1, the new ones, right, with Wellmark. And then, of course, Wednesday, March 20th for the April 1st on any renewals. I love to remind you guys about AOR. Sometimes we forget, but if you can get those AOR change forms in by the 10th of the month, then you can get a first of the month following effective date. I believe since the 10th falls on Sunday, it probably need to be in today if you have any of those four looking for an April 1 effective date. All right, and then in the UHC world, of course, they go with the Friday, March 15th for April 1 on their new and renewed business, and then Health Partners goes all the way to the 20th of the month for April 1st renewals. As always, Delta Dental, they're very lenient, so you could still, up till today, write a March 1 effective date with Delta Dental for their new or renewed business. And then, of course, I'd like to put out there what April's is, and April 10th is a Wednesday, so you're good there. You've got time to, for those April 1 effective dates. Okay, and just a reminder here on the forms that are due. They were due, right, to the employees. The 1095 forms were due to employees by March 1st. So in the small group, as you guys know, on the fully insured, those are provided by the carrier. So what we learned is like Wellmark says, hey, if that's you guys, go out to your mywellmark.com portal. It's out there. So that encourages people to actually log into their portal as a member of Wellmark to pull those forms. Many times I know with Health Sherpa, those things were popping up there in Health Sherpa. So anyway, and then if it's obviously not fully insured and or it's an ALE or at least 50 full-time equivalents or more, or their small group, which is level funded or self-funded, then really the carriers and or the groups usually have to do this themselves. Some carriers step in and help. But anyway, remember that that deadline to file with the IRS is April 1st. So that's coming up quickly. Go to your level funding groups especially and make sure they're on top of them. And hopefully I already got these out to their, the 1095s out to their employees. Okay, one more thing about reports. Just a reminder, I know we talked about this, but these deadlines are coming as well. Wellmark, I mean, all carriers are pushing this, but this is coming from Wellmark because they're saying, hey, please complete the CAA reporting for your groups in one of two ways. So this is about what it is and why it's the Consolidated Appropriations Act. And here's the part that says this is the information we want to collect. And so the carriers can't do it all. And part of that, you guys, as you know, is because they don't know what that group is contributing. They don't know how much the employees are contributing. So what Blue Cross has come out with is says, hey, we want that by April 30th. So we've got, you know, over just almost 2 months yet to do this, but it's going to creep up on us really quickly. So you can do that through the employer connection, the group can, or through Blue Source, you can. And what they just commented in the briefing, Blue briefing yesterday was the Blue Source tool is coming soon that you can actually complete the CAA for your grandfathered and non-grandfathered groups. Okay, so kind of be watching for that, and we'll keep you posted as well on that. But please help your groups get that taken care of and help Wellmark get that done. And then UHC announced a level funded boot camp. So if you've always wondered and you're just I wonder what this level funded stuff is they always talk about, UHC, I think I would venture a guess to say they're probably the market leader here in Iowa on level funded plans. They were really, as far as I know, maybe one of the first to market with this. And I just remember that. Go back to Larry Everett. I remember Larry was doing this back in the day, and Larry has since retired. But yeah, so if you are interested, those are hot links, or just give our office a call. We'll help you get registered. They've got a couple of sessions coming up here. But yeah, that would be good if you want more information about that. And now hopping over to the Medicare market, of course, we are still in till the end of in that open enrollment period for folks with Medicare Advantage plans, and they can all move to another Med Advantage, or they can go back to a Med Sup if they can underwrite, or if they get a guaranteed issue plan, and they have the right to buy their standalone prescription drug plan. They get to do that once during January 1 through March 31. So now their effective date would be April 1, and that's that. Then we're over. So, by the way, I might have this on a slide later on, but we are working, we saying NAFA and NABIP are working to perhaps offer an open enrollment period just like this for the MA people to the PDP people, so that it would give people that are on that standalone prescription drug plan one chance to change their plan from January 1 to March 31. So, you know, they find out, you know, come January that, you know, the drug's not covered, or their pharmacy's not in network, or whatever the case is. So be watching for more of that legislative updates. We'll keep you posted. Also, we have attached for you in the handout. So if you haven't figured out where the handouts are, I think it's materials. Open it up and you can download. So we did attach this little provider lookup for Medicare Advantage providers. And it's super helpful if you, you know, if this is not only helpful for you and your team, I think, but this, you know, I guess you could cut and paste the one for your clients and email that out to them, and just put it, you know, give that to them for their own lookup, if you will. But yeah, so that handout is there. Feel free to pull that down. And we found that to be a really helpful tool and wanted to make sure you had it. Okay. And then the Medicare Center, they're doing some updates on the Medicare Center. It is, the Medicare Center is owned by Integrity. Integrity Marketing is a huge company. They own PIPAC, they own Premier Senior Marketing, who's our upline that we use with you guys. They own a ton of companies. And so they have refaced the website for Medicare Center. So you, if you haven't gotten familiar with it, because you do use it usually toward, you know, really heavy fourth quarter, we do have a What's New brochure that you can download in the handout section as well, also called Materials. And I think they're trying to obviously have more quote options in there for you if you want to quote life insurance, et cetera. So, and look up, notice it also says look up medical, dental, vision providers for all Medicare Advantage plans. So they're going to make this a little more robust. Notice where we put that out on the website. When you go into the Medicare market, then you can scroll down and see that little blue bar there for Integrity Medicare Center. So that's where you'd find it on the KHI agent portal. If you have any other questions, again, just reach out to us. But yeah, please get in and play with that. Take a look at that. Download the brochure if you would like to. All right. Another little update here for those of you that have Humana, and it's their Medicare Advantage, because this has to do with their those spending cards. You know, a lot of companies are going to those. Here's the spending card. And so it looks like there was some potentially fraudulent activity. So they're having to deactivate the cards and let them know they're going to get a new card. There's just confusion around this. So just know that this is happening. You may get a call from one of your Humana members, and now you know what it is. And of course, they can always call the number on the back of their ID card about the incident. So we don't have any more information about what else happened. But if there's been some fraudulent activity, they shut all the cards down. And so sending out new ones. Okay. Hey, a new update. And this just came in yesterday from John Strawn, our fearless representative from Physicians Mutual. They've got now an Agent Assist app. And I just went to my, you can do it right now. I went to my apps on my iPhone and searched Physicians Mutual. And there's a couple options, but then up came the Agent Assistant. And that's the one you want to be able to. And here's the stuff you can do. You can check the app status. You can up requirements. Send a thank you email. That's interesting, right? Anyway, so you can see all the stuff that they've got there. And then they do have some training that's coming out. But John already said, too, he's happy to do some one-on-one training. He's so awesome. but here's some sessions that are coming up here. We missed the ones yesterday, of course. There's one today at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then, of course, next week, there's additional sessions on that. So if that's of interest to you, jump on one of those calls. Excuse me. And then a couple of rate increases. This is always interesting because, as we know, a lot of us have some Wellmark Med Supps, right? And they do their rate increases January 1. They get the letters out, et cetera, which is kind of helpful because we're doing our Part D reviews. You can talk to them about their rate increase on their supplement. If they're comfortable with that, fine. Sometimes you talk to them about being able to underwrite and move to another sup at that time, or not. Or you talk to them about Med Advantage. Well, so Aetna just announced, effective April 1, that they will have an 18% rate adjustment. So members will receive notification, of course, 30 days prior. But we want you guys to get that heads up because they've probably now starting to get their letters saying that their rates are going up. So what we've attached here on these links is the outline of coverage that's effective 4/1, as well as the rate guide, and then the rate adjustment FAQ if you want that. So anyway, I think, you know, gosh, this might be a time, you know, where depending an 18% rate adjustment is I would say relatively significant. And so you may be trying to underwrite some of your folks onto another Med Sup plan. I really encourage you to give Physicians Mutual a look-see if you haven't. At the same time, this might be an opportunity if their premiums times 12 exceeds the out-of-pocket max for MA plans. You know, that could be a solution as well. So just a heads up there. And then let's go to another rate increase. Is drastic, but many of you have sold the old Medico, right? You can see Medico Life and Health Insurance Company is now a Wellaby company. So it's Wellaby having a Medicare supplement rate change. This goes into effect May 1, a 5% increase across all plans. So not quite as drastic as the 18 with Aetna, but definitely this causes people to reach out to you. How nice it would be should you reach out to them ahead of time and let them know, or, you know, send them a note. So this will keep us busy, right, over the summer. Okay. And then another update here, and I thought it was helpful because at one point you guys remember hearing me talk about Cigna was looking at merging / acquiring Humana, and then that negotiation failed. So both sides went their own ways. But now Cigna, and you can tell why, if they were going to acquire or merge with Humana, then Humana is one of the leaders, of course, in Medicare products. But now Cigna is selling their Medicare products to Healthcare Services Corp, so HCSC, right? I've heard of HCSC, but I thought, well, I'll put it down there because I knew some of their states, but I couldn't remember. But HCSC is the parent of Blue Cross Blue Shield plans in, look at that, Illinois, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. So if Cigna's selling that book of business, of course, that impacts us because I know we just got certified to sell Cigna Part D plans, right? We don't have their Medicare Advantage products here in Iowa yet, but very interesting to see what will happen here. So notice there it says that transaction is expected to close in the first quarter of 25. So we don't need to worry about business that we're writing for 1-1 of 25. My guess is it'll continue, right? We'll still have that Cigna prescription drug plan, but an interesting turn of events here with that. Okay. Also, the Wellmark Advantage Health Plan or Medicare Blue RX members, this is who it's impacting. This is the group it's impacting. So if you have any of those members in your book of business, know that CMS requires a survey. It's Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems. So that's the CAHHPS. Like, can we have another acronym here? Okay, so it's administered by each of the plan sponsors that they need to send out the survey. It's a randomly selected group, of course. They have to have been enrolled at least 6 months or longer. They're going to get mailed in March. Could be a second survey again. So that's what they're saying, March through June, and maybe even a phone call if they don't respond. So since it is a randomly selected members, it's not everybody, right? So the ones they've targeted, they really want them to respond. You can encourage them to respond to the survey. Notice that the results, right, will be pulled together and reported in the Medicare and You handbook and on Medicare.gov. Guess why? Because it's part of their star ratings. So I do have the a link there if you had more questions on this survey. But please know your clients are going to perhaps call you and go, what is this? Do I need to do this? And somebody's calling me and bugging me about doing this. Just encourage them to do it. Okay, this is literally the only slide I have for the individual under 65 market right now. So I just want you to know that Wellmark did revise their administrative guide. And I listed a few things there that they said have changed inside of their administrative guide, enrollment and administrative guide. Now, listen, you guys, that's what we're here for, and we keep this. But I think it is good to know. These are things like, oh, the time limit of a guest membership, right, it can be is 1 year, but it can be extended. Oh, okay, good to know, right? That should be, because that's usually for these kids attending college. So, and then they tell you what page it was changed on. Notice a big one here, too. I want to hit that second one because they are talking about the QSARAs and the ICRAs. So they have comments in there about that on page 4. And then upon receipt of a policy, this they can cancel. They can review it and cancel as never effective. So that's in there. But a big one here is on these members that reinstate after they have not paid their bill. Right. So let's say it's a debunked check they mail in or whatever it is, and they get canceled. And then you guys call us and we call and they call. Let's get reinstated. And they used to be limited to two. And so you'll notice there these last two bullets, there's going to be that $25 reinstatement fee every time they do this. But there'll be no limit. They're not limited to two of those. So I guess Wellmark got smart and said, you want to play this game? We'll just tag you for $25 each time you do that. So those are some of the changes, the ones that they've identified anyway in that administrative guide. I did attach it for those of you that really like this kind of stuff. Otherwise, you can rely on us. No worries. Okay. And then here's really quickly the state of Iowa updates. You know, all I had was information through December, which is I think what I had last month, but I didn't post the county map. So we're still sitting at 3.2 unemployment. That's down from the 3.3 unemployment in November. So we're sitting at 3.2 in Iowa, but some counties are hit harder than others. So you can check out Crawford County, Marshall County, Tama County. So if you work there, do business there, live there, whatever, you're going to see a little bit higher unemployment in those areas. But yeah, still look at some of this, like Osceola County still at 1.5% and et cetera. So I kind of like that. Look at your area. Take a snapshot of that if you like it. But again, it kind of reinforces when we're talking to our employer groups how important it is to have a really good benefit package, right? And then, wow, some state updates and a big thank you to NFIB and Capital Benefits Group for their legislative updates. I hopped on that call they offered. If you guys aren't NFIB members, you should be. If you're a privately held company, any size company, privately held, just not the folks that are traded on Wall Street. So love what NFIB does. KHI have been members of NFIB for a long, long time. It's all a sliding scale, you guys, whatever you contribute to be a member. But they have partnered because Capital Benefits Group are also on, along with KHI, are on the Leadership Council for NFIB in Iowa. And so they did a terrific job with with this, and I want you guys to know what's creeping up here. Medicare supplement birthday rule. And what they're talking about here is, and we understand it may be just an agent that's also a legislator that is pushing this, but what this is promoting is, we think people that are on Medicare, this is what they're saying, people that are on Medicare supplements ought to be able to move to another Medicare supplement without medical underwriting once a year on their birthday. So many people are opposed to this legislation because why? Because we're fearful, right, that premiums are just going to go skyrocketing for all MedSup policies. So I'm sure there's you know, talking points on both sides, but we'll keep track of Senate File 2081. This came up also when we were with NAFA down at the Capitol, and we talked to the insurance commissioner about our concerns about this. Plus, you guys, you know what it says is every year then now you're meeting with your Medicare supplement policy holders on their birthday, not just when you're doing their part. So it's another workload issue as well. Then, of course, Marcy talked about the pharmacy benefit managers and transparency. So there's another House File 2099 along with Senate File 2357. So if you want more information, you've got the filings there. You can look and see. But they're really talking about there's legislation already in place for pharmacy benefit managers. But now they're going deeper to say, but now we really want to see this and this, which we still can't see today, because there's certain things that they don't show that we want to see as Iowans, and specifically the Iowa Insurance Division. And then last but not least, this part on the pharmacy benefit managers regarding spread pricing and appeals on maximum allowable costs. So getting down into the weeds there a little bit more with how we are tracking the pharmacy trends in Iowa and what these pharmacy benefit managers do and the role they play in Iowa. They really are the middleman, right, from the wholesaler that makes the drug to the pharmacies that provide it to our clients. So more transparency there is needed. So those all look good. That's the state level. And then they did talk about, and I know Marcia, several of you had just been out to Washington, D.C. with NABIP. And so a couple more legislative priorities here from a federal perspective. And just want to let you know that this one has to do with the first one, preserving strength and employer-sponsored health. So just updating those reporting requirements. Of course, the budget deadline is now March 22nd. They say that there is, I think they've gotten consensus on bipartisan support on a budget bill that's happening. And I don't know if any of you watched the State of the Union address last night. I was in my office and I could hear it, but anyway, it was interesting. Okay, addressing the cost of care. So that's a good one. And of course, expanding the HSA telehealth, allowing that to be permanent. If that doesn't get made permanent, it will expire, but that needs to be made permanent. So everybody on an HSA plan can use telehealth services, of course, and then more transparency, right? The site neutral reform, right, that's really referring to wherever you go to get your service rendered, it ought to be very similar or the same, right? Site neutral, so wherever you go to get it, another one there. And then on Medicare, of course, we're always worried about and concerned about the compliance requirements, whether that's recording phone calls, our scope of appointment forms, and now the CMS proposed regs on the field marketing offices. That is to say, removing any of the administrative fees or overrides they were paying FMOs. And we are concerned about that, you guys, because FMOs provide valuable tools and resources to us at no charge, and they pay for them by the money they get, the overrides, the administrative fees, if you will, they get from CMS. So couple of key things we're still keeping an eye on there. One other thing NFIB did, and if you're a small business like Brenda and I have a small business in KHI, if this doesn't get, I think, the tax changes that President Trump put into effect, will expire on December 31st of 2025 if they're not made permanent. And that would mean an instant 20% increase in taxes to small businesses. We would lose a 20% deduction. So that one's a bigger radar of things we need to look at. And then labor issues. And for those of you that hire people, this overtime rule, and that's a big deal because they keep wanting to raise the, you know, when you look at somebody that's hourly and somebody that's salaried, if you don't want to pay, you know, overtime or whatever, so you try to put them at a salaried level, they have to be at a minimum level. They're looking at raising that significantly. Otherwise, you have your hourly people and then you have to pay overtime. The independent contractor rule is not going away. We need to nip that one in the bud because that one impacts so many of us about who can really be an independent contractor. and then some joint employer issues. So a lot of stuff going on there. We appreciate NFIB tracking all that. And of course, I know Marcy and Tracy will kind of keep us posted on that as they serve there. So we're to our questions and comments. And you guys, Easter, I want to wish you also a happy Easter because that is March 31st. And then we'll be into April and Easter will be over. So I want to just say happy Easter. He is risen. Hallelujah. I hope you guys can celebrate some with your families. Let me open up question pane here and see if I can get to. Yes, Marcy. Praise Jesus. just a note on the birthday rule. Oh, thanks. Let me see if I can get to the full. Yes, here we go. Just a note on the birthday rule. In research, Iowa's lowest plan G for a female, 65, is $90. And in Vermont, which is the newest state to add this legislation, has a lowest premium of $156. We can see that this will have the same impacts as the ACA market had, and the carriers already have actuarial numbers showing a premium increase across the board. I want to make it clear that we have to take care of the entire Medicare population, not just one population. Yeah. Well said. Thanks, Marce. Let's see. And then let's see. Hooray to all the partners in excellence. Yeah, that's awesome. And then let's see. Pam's saying help them with medical issues to save money. Yes, for sure. I think. Scroll down here. The birthday law has been very effective in the state of Illinois. Okay, let's see what Pam has to say because Pam's in Illinois. So it has been very effective in the state of Illinois for older clientele. Yeah. So the question though becomes, what about those younger folks, Pam? Cause we think that, you know, the younger folks that are aging in are going to pay higher premiums, but yeah, Illinois and Missouri, you guys are bordering states to Iowa that already have the birthday law in effect for the Medicare supplement population. So, yeah, maybe Pam has another comment for us, but yeah, that's, It'll be interesting. We'll have to see how that goes. Is there another way that we can help? Yep, Ryan Hicks. Yep, April 5th. Yep, Cindy Vanderberg. I think the date on this slide is wrong. Yep, April 5th. You're right. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Ryan. Okay, so here's my question. I don't have any, you guys type any more questions in, but here's my question for you. And this is going to be, I think, a really easy one for you, but I liked it. So get your fingers ready. I don't think you need to Google this one. Are you ready? Okay, here it comes. Approximately what time of day did Jesus die on Good Friday? Approximately what time of day did Jesus die on Good Friday? And you know what? Two of you came in right at the same time. We'll give it to both of you. That is Chris Kellenberger and Jen Vermeer, 3 p.m. That is right. Oh, yes, 3 p.m. Let me just click over here. Approximately, yes, approximately around 3 p.m. And they call it the ninth hour of the day because they would calculate the ninth hour of the day at sunrise, which was generally 6 o'clock. So Kaylee, if you hear me and you can send Chris Kellenberger and Jen Vermeer a happy Easter, he is risen gift card for answering that correctly. Yes. And I want to make one more comment because Pam did respond back, you guys, when I said, what about the other rates? And Pam did say that, yes, maybe, but have yet to be seen. So yeah, so I guess that's our fear, Pam. So thanks for helping us keep an eye on that. And I'm not sure how long Illinois has had it. So, okay, well, as you all said, and some of you all echo, congratulations to all our Partners in Excellence Award winners. I hope you can get there. Kaylee has sent you out your response, so we know if you can make it or not. And just super happy for all of you guys. And also just wish you a really happy St. Patrick's Day for those of you that are Irish and those of you that are not that like enjoying that day. And also happy Easter. I hope you have some great time with your family. I know I'll be over in Cedar Rapids with Mom that day and looking forward to spending that time with her and celebrating with family and friends. So, all right. God bless all of you guys. Love you so much. Take care. And we will be in touch. Okay. Bye-bye.